about finished here. I want to ask you a little bit about society. A woman whose husband has died would be called a what?
A widow.
Okay. And if a child is born to two people, a man and a woman who aren't married, in the old days they would have called that child a what?
Probably call it a bastard.
Okay. Nowadays do they use, like, would they use the term illegitimate?
Yeah. Okay. And they might have them too.
Okay.
It'd depend on who you were talking to, I suppose.
Okay. I was wondering if in the old days, two people got married, they had kind of a noisy celebration for them.
Oh, a chivalry?
Yeah. Now, tell me some about that. That's something we didn't have where I came from. Were you chivalry?
I would have been disappointed if we hadn't been chivalry. And my wife had never heard of a chivalry because she came from California. But back then, we were married at Las Vegas and we came home to my folks. And I would have been very disappointed if it hadn't been chivalried. And back then, when you had a chivalry, everybody tried to come to the chivalry. And the persons that were chivalried had to buy cigars and candy. And at our chivalry, we bought cigars and we bought Snickers bars. And not having too much money, we took our Snicker bars, and at that time they were divided in halves. And of course everybody come to the chivalry, and at that time they had an old dinner bell that they carried from one chivalry to another. Well, we were knew we were going to be chivalry, so we set out here in an old car, and they all gathered up around the house and brought this dinner bell up to the door, and they was ringing the dinner bell, and we walked up behind him and tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And of course they didn't expect to see us out there, they thought we were in the house. So then you pass out cigars to the men and candy to the women. I don't remember how many cigars we had left, but we had one half of a Snicker bar left. If they knew that we were that close to running out, they'd have got us. And of course if you didn't furnish treats, then they'd throw you in the tank or horse tank or something like that, you know. And they short-sheeted our bed and filled it full of cornflakes, but they didn't do any damage. No, they didn't. They just didn't do any damage back then. Well, then it got so bad that the chivalries got out of hand and they expected you to furnish beer and maybe a little hard liquor and some wine. And then the kids got to doing things that were destructive, and it ruined the chivalries.
They
don't really have much anymore.
Did you have to, like, roll your wife in a wheelbarrow?
Oh, you bet. They had a two-wheel cart up here at the old store that had wheels about 2 foot high on them that they hauled chicken crates on. And I had to wheel her clear around the two blocks of this town, and the kids were throwing fence posts in front of that cart that I had to roll her over. And the only way I could have kept going, or and she could have stood it, was I just had to outrun those kids. So that's what we did. We just went faster than they could pick up fence posts and throw in front of us. But it was all good, clean fun back then.
Sounds like it.
Yeah,
sounds
it was
like
all good.
We don't have anything like that back then.
And the reason we had such a large crowd at our chivalry was nobody knew who my wife was, and they wanted to meet her.
When two people are married, the man who stands with the groom is called the what?
The best man.
And the woman who stands with the bride?
The bridesmaid.
Okay. The thing that you blow, this is a musical instrument, the thing you blow into, you play with like this?
Oh, you mean a harmonica?
Yeah. Did they ever call it anything else in the old days?
Well, yeah, it was called a mouth harp.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the thing, when why do you do that? Why do you play a harmonica?
Why do you play it?
Yeah.
To make music, you mean?
Okay.